Our guests in the gallery, please rise, as well as our Senate members and guests on the Senate floor, for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the first letter of Peter, we read, "Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things." Gracious God, we are most thankful for the gifts of intellect, strength, and health that you provide us, so that we might fully use these gifts as we go about what you desire for us to accomplish. Bless us this day with the discipline we need to exercise regularly and do all things in moderation. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew is here.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 44th day, Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Cole County has ready in advance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some guests over on my left and your right. I have most of my family here today. I have my beautiful wife, Jeanette. I have my daughter, Krista, and her son, Chase. I have my daughter-in-law, Tina, and her son, Trent, and John, and granddaughter, Julia. And then I have my daughter-in-law, Robin, with Grace, and she's holding little Cody. Little Cody was born January 2nd. So if y'all would please make my guests feel welcome, and if we could make them pages for the day, Mr. President, I would appreciate it.
Let's welcome the small sampling of the Bernsketter family. The grandkids will be made pages for the day with compensation paid for by the senator from Cole County. Introduction of guests, the senator from Newton.
Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and to my right, we have Macy Craig, who is a senior at Carl Junction High School. She is here today receiving the 2019 Missouri Outstanding Citizenship Award from the Missouri Bar and the Missouri Department of Education. Only up to 15 students a year receive this. Sometimes it's less. With her are her parents, Rick and Allison Craig, and also her instructor, Mr. Terry Higgins, and his wife are here. I would also like to give a shout out to Mr. Higgins. This is the 12th year in a row that one of his students has won this award. So I'd please make the body have them feel welcome.
Folks from Carl Junction, please stand. Would the Senate please welcome them to our chamber today? Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to my left and your right, I have a constituent of mine from Rolla, Missouri, in the hospital, Phelps Health, Mrs. Lori Bourne. Lori is a clinical dietitian up here with a lot of the dietitians we've seen coming up today. So please help me welcome her.
Welcome
Thank
the people,
Lori.
The guests from the center of Phelps County. Please rise. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce some very special guests from Blue Springs.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Belt, would you stand up? The students stand up? Mr. President, I'd like to introduce the following students from my district. Sophie Mermelstein, Elias Swickard, both from Blue Springs High School, and Michaela Ross and Gavin Schaefer, both from Blue Springs South High School. They're here today with their principal, Mr. Charlie Belt. I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these young men and ladies and the principal from Blue Springs to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and my left, seated over here, I have Glenn and Kathy Nelson from Lincoln, Missouri. Glenn is here to appear before the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee this morning. He has been appointed as Northern Commissioner of Benton County, so I would ask everyone to please help me make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these folks from Benton County as a guest of the Senator from Dallas. Please rise. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
State champions I'd like to introduce.
Are they in green as I am?
They're in green just as you are.
It's in honor of their coach. I've been trying to drag him across the finish line for years and finally have done
so. I think you did it.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you all please stand in the upper gallery? We have the Blair Oaks Falcons football team and the players, the coaches, some family members. They won the Class 2 state championship this past November. They overcame Lathrop High School 54-0 in the championship game, finishing out the season with a 15-0 record. Blair Oaks was ranked number 3 in the nation by Max Prep's top 25 small school national rankings, the highest ranked undefeated team in the top 25. Blair Oaks also received the number 5 state ranking in the state for all classes. And their head coach that you pulled across the finish line, his name is Ted LePage. Assistant coaches, LaRon Biggs, Mike Cook, John Butler, Andrew Terpstra, Josh Lindenbrink, Mason Swisher, and Kevin Olawine. And I will be presenting them with the resolution here in a little while, but I'd like
Senator, before we welcome them, there is a gentleman up there trying to hide and not be recognized, but he has a huge smile on his face, the Superintendent Jim Jones. I don't know why he's smiling after last night's report, but would you inform the body that when you're in Wardsville, Missouri, you're in Falcon Country?
You're in Falcon Country, and Dr. Jones is a big part of Falcon Country, and like I said, they had a great results in their proposal last night for their adding on to their school. So, yeah, we'd like to welcome
Let's welcome these state Dr. champions, Jones the coaches, as well. And Dr. Jones to the Senate chamber today.
Thank you.
Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I call the off guard there? Please refer House Committee Substitute for House Committee Resolution 16 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
They shall be so referred. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, can I briefly inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, do you think that the senator from Cole has the ability to memorize the birth dates of all those fantastic grandchildren that he has?
I am absolutely 100% positive he has no capacity to do that.
He has no capacity to do that. He has a fine-looking family there, and very impressive, very blessed. But it would be good for him to know the birth dates of
Senator,
all those.
Senator, I will go out on a limb and tell you that probably 50% of the young men on the football team sitting just behind you are somehow related to a person that has the last name of the senator from Cole County.
Perfect. Well,
that's the impact they have.
I will say that, you know, and I don't know if the body, if I had made it known as a couple of weeks ago when I was here on this floor, I did get a granddaughter. I thought I was getting a grandson. I ended up with a granddaughter. So I am blessed as well with five beautiful grandchildren. So I'm very blessed. So thank
Let's
you, Mr.
Let's congratulate
President.
The pro tem on his new granddaughter. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
The order, hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Senator, may I take the privilege to make an announcement? I would remind the Senate members and their staff, it is steak soup day today in the Lieutenant Governor's office from beef raised right here in south of here in Phelps County. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and to my left, I have several ninth graders from Nevada High School. Ms. Tina Sidkamp is their escort today. And with her is Jackson Dreyer, Chosen Reichert, Sam Miller, Jade Feller, and Cody Jenkins. I would ask the body to please make them feel very welcome.
Let's
Thank
welcome
you,
these
President.
Students and their teacher to the Senate chamber today. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. in the Bingham Conference Room, there will be a Senate prayer breakfast with Reverend Gock, and everybody is well. The Senate is welcome to attend.
Further announcements. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments will meet upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health and Pensions will meet at 10:30.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an addendum to my announcement.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I've been informed by my absolutely competent and amazing assistant floor leader that Senate prayer breakfast might be in the President Pro Tem's office instead of being in conference room. And want to make sure that the body.
Your announcements shall be so amended, and you will find out quickly that the reason the senator from Cape Girardeau sits in front of the floor leader is to keep him or her in check. As he has done steadily for the last several years.
I'm feeling that as we speak.
Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2:30 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2:30 this day.